Anybody else?
We're discussing the seat inside present R. Rudy.
Jane.
Lenore.
Richard, who didn't see it.
Ellen.
Robert.
Steve.
George.
And Mark.
So Lenore.
What do you think of the title?
Well, I hear that it was mistranslated.
The title was mistranslated.
There's a thing in here about the title.
Not really.
Was that a whole booklet on it?
Well, it's a press thing, but it'll take a while for me to find it.
Yeah, we'll start on.
Well, I thought the movie was outstanding. One of the better films I've seen in a while. Yeah. And I think he definitely should have been Oscar nominated, if not given the award. It was really, really good.
So worthy of the Academy Award for Best Foreign Film.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
What did win for Best Foreign Film?
They did.
Oh, okay.
They deserved it.
It's been so long since I've seen it, though.
Why did you like it, George?
I just thought it was one of those, I don't want to say perfect films, one of those films like didn't seem to have any extra fat. Everything up on the screen was there for a reason, and that, you know, just flowed nicely, I thought. I didn't think it was a depressing film. I thought it was sad because he was just such a charming person. He was just such a likable person.
Just looking for somebody to kill him.
And why is that? Just a little synopsis maybe to remind me. Why was he with him?
He wanted to kill himself, and he was a quadriplegic.
Before he comes.
There is the tongue thing, and somebody told me that can't be done. To bite your tongue to kill yourself and bleed to death.
Did they mention that?
Not in the CSI, it's in the Million Dollar Baby.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, please.
I know what happens. Someone gave it away.
Well, is there anything to discuss about this film?
The title.
Well, what was the original title? The C was obviously very important to him and was obviously symbolic.
Means out to sea.
Out to sea.
Mm. What is the title in Spanish?
The title of the film should have been Out to Sea?
Exactly.
Okay. Why did they do
or at least in the sea. But out to sea is what it means. Out to sea.
No, I understand, but then you said in the sea. At least, you know, so.
Well, it's stretch.
But what is al dentro, actually?
Inside.
Oh, it doesn't.
So it's a literal translation. Yeah, but it's a literal translation, and that doesn't necessarily work.
Mm-hmm. But it may have been the sea inside his. You know, he had his images of the sea. It's just like, you know, he couldn't travel, he couldn't go anywhere, but he could think about it.
But he refused to eventually,
and he told the story about that.
Take a trip, remember? Yeah. Doesn't he go somewhere?
Well, he does tell the story about taking a trip like that. That he flies to the sea. Mm-hmm.
No. But I mean, in his real life, he actually does get taken. Remember where there's his trial?
Yeah. But
he could have gone places.
There was some, I can't remember why, but he chose not to go outside anymore.
Yeah.
And I can't remember. It was a while since I've seen the film, and they explained why he didn't want to go out anymore. Something happened that he just didn't want to go outside anymore, and he wanted to just stay in his bedroom. And that the first time when he did travel, supposedly was the first time he traveled in years.
I think there was something about that he didn't want to be out there and realize how much he couldn't do.
Yeah, then look at people who are moving around doing everything.
I think there was something about that. One of the storytelling things about that film that I kind of liked was the part where the lawyer was supposed to come and kill him mm-hmm. whenever he after he got his book published, after she helped him get his book published.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know, he's really happy that his book is published that day, and he's looking forward to her showing up, and then she doesn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that you can see the disappointment in his eyes, even though everybody else is happy around him. And then you see the shot of her, a long, long shot of her on the beach with her husband, and mm-hmm. she's crying. And you realize that she couldn't bring herself to it, you know, without having said that, without saying it in so many words, you realize that it happened. Mm-hmm. It was a real nice touch, because that's kind of like he didn't hear anything from her, and we aren't hearing anything from her, but we're seeing it from this long shot on the beach.
Well, didn't he kind of know, because she said, "I will bring you the first copy," and she didn't show up with the book,
yeah.
And so then he knew right away that something's going on here.
I thought she didn't come because she wasn't able to.
No, she changed her mind. That she wasn't going to do what she promised to do.
But I thought the saddest moment for me in the movie, and I have other feelings about you know, him and his decisions and wanting to die and all that, but the saddest moment to me was at the very end when someone says to her, here, this, I forget in what context, refers to him. What was his name?
And she's forgotten all about
it. And she says, who?
Hmm.
I mean, because her illness, which is a series of strokes, has wiped out that part of her memory.
His wife?
Yeah. And she is so important to him. And he had become so important to her. Mm-hmm. And now she doesn't, that's gone. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's as if, to me, it was like something so final in the way he has vanished.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember how he dies, though. He films himself.
Yeah.
The other woman provides him.
He married. They got married. Didn't they get married?
No.
I don't remember. No, I thought they got married.
No. But she does come around to.
Yeah, they go to the sea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right, with this beautiful view of the ocean. But I had a funny mixed feeling about his wanting to die. And by the way, this is a sidebar, that the, you know, the disabled community, a lot of people are very angry at this movie.
Well, I'm not a baby, very good.
Yeah, maybe that one even more, but about it promoting a feeling of that life isn't worth living if you're disabled like that. And They don't focus on the right to die. They focus on why do you want, you know, why do you, promoting that feeling that people, that life isn't worth living if you have a severe disability, blah, blah, blah. But to think about that aspect of he chose not to go outside, maybe because he said, oh, you know, that reminds me, I can't walk, I can't do this, I can't do that, sure. But I don't believe that ever left his mind anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as if he was choosing the worst part of his, to emphasize the worst part of his life instead of the best part, which was, what an enormous influence he had on people, and how likable he was, and how much they liked him.
I can certainly
I
can understand choosing to die, but or wanting to die, but the rest of the film to me was like a greater and greater realization of the. I mean, it sounds corny to say it, you know, but the enormous amount life gave him, you know, that many people don't get. That he had this charisma, and he had talent, and turned out he, you know, could even get published, which, believe me, for a writer isn't easy, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And I know you can still say, well, he couldn't move, he couldn't do this, he couldn't do that, and that's true, but... women fell in love with him.
I can't remember he was a published author.
Well, yeah, his book was published.
Oh.
It's poetry.
But don't you think it's kind of selfish?
Well, that's key.
Yeah,
she's going to bring him the first copy of the book as it came off the press.
Right.
And instead, it comes up by the mail. I think somebody sends it to him. She sends it. He was going to be published, and he was published.
Don't you think it's kind of selfish on the other people's part, though, that they would want him to live?
No.
Just for their own benefit, because we enjoy your company?
That's not the only reason.
But to me, though, that's an aspect of it, that they're selfish wanting him to continue to live for their own benefit because they enjoy his company, and not to respect his wishes that he wishes to die.
I think that he has a right to want to die and blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying that to me, I'm trying to articulate something about his point of view and how frustrating it became to me that he couldn't shift his point of view, because I thought it was there, you know?
But he'd been in this state for over 20
years.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
In the storyline of the movie, where, you know, this one woman falls in love with him and then another woman falls in love with him, the story itself and that story part of his life, I had the same feeling that you did, that there was so much for him to live for. Now he's got these two women that love him, and you know, and I was thinking, boy, if I were him, I'd change my mind at this point. And you know, I realized he had a long battle to fight to try to get the right to be killed,
right.
It seemed to me in the presenting this story in this part of his life that he seemed to have more and more to live for, and yet chose to go on with it. It didn't play out exactly because I felt like I like this guy, and they like this guy, and I couldn't see him turning away. Just like, kind of like what you were saying, that it seems like he would have really had to close off a whole lot of that, and be a lot more, a lot more disengaged from the world in order to have a perspective where you'd want to die at that point.
He's lived for the last 30 years with his family. His family had been the one to care for him, but here was another person now who was willing to do that, and with whom he would have had quite a different kind of relationship. And then it also occurred to me, or reminded me, do you remember Coming Home? That about 25 years ago, whenever it was, John Voight, wasn't it? And
Jane
Fonda. And so, you know, sex is even possible if you were willing to give it a try. But he wasn't willing to compromise or something, is what it felt like to me. Maybe it was because after all these years of living a half-life. But it seemed like he now had an opportunity to have more of a life, not less of a life. It's like, you know, as the film went on, he had more life, not less life going on, or more in his life. And
did you kind of not believe the characters?
No, I just felt frustrated with him.
Sometimes I'll see a character in a film and just like, I won't buy it. It's just like, I don't.
He was believable.
I almost felt that. And for the same, for the reasons that Jane is putting forth, that it seemed like he had more and more to live for. But we didn't see so much that happened before. And we didn't sit with him laid with him in that room for 30 years.
Yeah.
Well, is that a shortcoming?
Being weighted hand and foot.
Is that a shortcoming of the film?
There would be a lot to cover.
It'd be hard to present that.
It would be a long movie.
Well,
you could do some flashbacks and show what his life had been like and what was wrong.
Well, they did flashbacks to show what happened to him when the accident that caused him.
Not too much.
But not too much else.
So what about his life before the accident?
No.
To show what was
There were a few moments, remember, where he...
Because I'm grappling with that. We're not getting the impact of a loss here because we don't know what was before. But I need to put that.
But I think you could, you know, anybody could, you know, the loss of emotion, I mean, no matter what his life was before, that's a huge loss, you know.
Well, one thing this movie did too, they chose to concentrate on him as a human being as opposed to his legal battle. I don't think they really didn't go into his legal battle, which I'm sure was horrendous. And they just kind of, to me, that was secondary. And they kept him like as a human being, that was the primary thing of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure just his legal battles probably wanted to make him kill himself. going against the Catholic hierarchy of Spain to do something like this.
Well, one review I read something about they questioned the fact that he did go through the legal battle, and why didn't he just off himself instead of dragging this all out through the courts so many years? If he wanted to die, why didn't he just do it?
He couldn't.
He couldn't. He couldn't move.
Well, he did at the end.
Yeah, because he probably found somebody would do it for him.
Right.
But do you think all this time he hadn't been looking?
Well, he probably was. He found the lawyer would do it for him. Who else is he with? He's with his sister-in-law. She's not going to do it for him.
Yeah,
the brother was totally against it.
Father didn't want to do it.
But it didn't. Hold on, just understand, because they had the series of things that were going to have to happen, and so right.
That's the way he phrased it on the tape. That not any one person ended his life. It was a series of steps.
But still, the last person would have known what she was doing. So it seems to me she could be prosecuted. That was what I.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's done with. Yeah. Once the film is over. There's nothing about that.
Right. Oh, I know. But there, you know, it's a big risk. But one thing that I went into the nursing home. A guy told us that about a person who was, when she reached 100, she just decided not to eat. She didn't eat. She didn't drink. You know, and anybody can do that if you can think about it. If you can have the, you know, if you realize that you can just deny yourself.
Would starve yourself.
He could have. You could deny yourself food and water.
Somebody told me
that.
That I think it's the Dutch for euthanasia is legal.
Yeah.
Supposedly they have ships that are out in international waters, and if you want to be terminated, you can go out to the ship and get terminated.
Someone has to take you, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it's interesting to know that that's available. I guess in Europe.
So
it's not available anymore here? Euthanasia?
It's not legal.
Never was
here?
It was never legal.
Haven't you been paying attention to the past week?
The man who was doing
abortion.
Is he in jail still?
I think he's still in jail.
Yeah, he might still be in jail.
Finally.
Yeah.
Well, I think he did it so publicly and so blatantly that they didn't have any other choice because he wanted to make a statement.
I think
there probably are people ending their lives with their physician's help. Even now, it's just a matter of keeping it quiet and making it so that nobody can get blamed.
I'm going to give you this prescription. Just be sure not to take 30, because it
will kill you. Or even when you're like really, really at the end, you know, I remember when my father was quite big, the nurses didn't want to give him his pain pills because they were afraid he would die.
And then they'd be blamed.
Right. Right, and so, you know, he needed them, you know, so he wanted to die. So finally,
yeah, there's a lot of controversy about that doctors don't do enough for their dying patients because they're so afraid of being sued by family, I guess, or somebody.
Hmm. Damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Really?
So the moral of the story is everybody write a living will.
Do you want to hear what I said about the title?
I can't hold up if you're interested in doing it.
It says the title of the film comes from one of San Pedro's poems, and certainly the idea of the sea was never far from his thoughts. As he says in the movie, the sea gave him a life when he was a sailor, and it also put him in that situation, said by them. But I would also say that the sea means to him what it means to all of us, freedom, and a mysterious place that no one really understands. It's like death. We talk about it, we don't know what's after it, and we don't know what's under the sea. But I thought the title was, as translated into English, to see inside his imagination. You know, it's a way for him to escape from his. And you say it's the.
Not the usual meaning of that.
The title in Spanish doesn't mean that concept at all.
What, there's an idiomatic expression that means out to sea?
Mar adentro, that's
but,
the title.
But what does it mean? Can you explain this?
Does it mean out?
It means like, out to sea where you don't see land. Out,
oh,
way out.
Way out on the sea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh. Was he injured in a boating accident or something?
Died.
Yep.
He died.
Died.
Broke his
emotion. When the wave was just going out.
No, it's
wrong time, bad timing, although he was an expert.
That scene where he did die, and he's like just kind of laying there in the water, and then somebody grabs him and jerks him up, and I'm thinking, well, that couldn't have helped his injury any either.
No, it probably didn't.
The Spanish man, how does it relate to the story?
Well, he goes out, when he dies, he goes out. He goes out. You see, the last take is out, way out to sea, way out in the ocean.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Free.
And what I was thinking about is in the beginning, he's thinking about the sea. Remember the very beginning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's I think that the film wants us to sympathize with him and really be glad for him that he's finally free, you know, but it just didn't feel that way for me. I mean, it's kind of like I think of, what's that Mel Gibson film, Braveheart, where he's at the end, he's mutilated, and he's seeing, as he's dying, he's seeing his girlfriend, he's imagining it, and that has that feeling that, you know, even though the hero of the film is dying, he's going to be with his true love, you know, in that bit. And you feel a kind of sympathy and you know, it's, you're okay with it.
Braveheart?
Yeah.
Because Gladiator ends almost, doesn't it, the same
way? Yeah, it does. It does.
Where he's sort of dying, and he's seeing himself entering that garden where his wife, who's also been killed, and the son.
That's true. It does.
He must have a death complex. Then he went and did Passion of the Christ. Die. Let's go off him.
Mel Gibson didn't do Gladiator, though, right?
No.
I'm sorry, that was Russell Crowe.
Yeah, but it was the same. Had the same feeling where, even though this person is dying, you're kind of feeling okay and happy for them because they're in a happy place, so to speak. And I think that's what this film was striving for, that it's that end shot there where, you know, he's finally free, but there was so much that, you know, I felt he had to live for at that point, that it was stupid for him to take his life at that point. And I didn't buy it.
How did you feel about that?
I didn't see it.
Because the thrust of the film, the movement of the film, is an opening, you know, not a closing down. It's more good things are happening rather than fewer and fewer.
I think he was just that way, though. They were just showing the way he was. I mean, he was just that type of person, I think. I mean, granted, his book got published and everything, but he was a wonderful person. And they portrayed him that way. And, I mean, to me, I get to the thing, though, you have to respect his wishes. I mean, here's a man who's been laying in bed for 30 years. Granted, he's like, always getting a book published and this woman's falling in love. I think he had women falling in love with him left and right that met him, not just those two. I would think it's probably a lot of women probably fell in love with this man. But, I mean, for him to be in a bed like that for 30 years, it's like, I don't think it's more that you feel happy for him. You feel a sense of relief for him that he's not stuck somewhere that he doesn't want to be.
Well, see, I didn't feel that, you know, except that the shot made me feel that way. But leading up to it, nothing else made me feel that way, that I should feel relief for him.
Hmm.
Because I felt that he had a lot to live for. because of, you know, the story that was presented, you know, with these two women falling in love and all this attention and him getting published. And so that's what I'm saying is missing, that I didn't feel the relief that I thought the film wanted me to feel for him.
Yeah, but he didn't have the thing he wanted more than anything, to get up out of that bed and walk.
Right.
That's what he wanted more than anything.
So I don't think anybody's contesting his right to take
it. Yeah, I contest anything, respect his wishes. I would say I wanted him to wish something different.
Mm. And then this film when we get was like,
conflicted. Yeah, I felt conflicted. I respect.
Well, see, I didn't feel conflicted by it. Yeah.
And I didn't feel particularly engaged. In the film.
You didn't feel
that? No.
You didn't.
No, the one thing I did really like was the sister-in-law.
Yeah.
You did?
The woman was a saint. Yeah. Well, she was, you know, I thought it was such a... She really cared about him. She, you know, she's been taking care of him for such a long time, and she was...
For her to tell off the bishop or whatever it was.
Oh,
For her to tell him off meant...
Yeah, because she was...
Yeah, she was really pissed.
What did she say? I forgot about that. It was great.
She told him go to hell. Yeah. I don't know what she said.
Who are you to talk about
who
this?
Who are you?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you know? How dare you tell me that we don't love him?
Yeah.
That's the Catholic Church sometimes.
Another little film I saw, Conspiracy of Silence. It's an Irish film about the Catholic Church and about the celibacy issue.
Well, that was just out recently, wasn't it?
It's not important.
Mm-hmm.
It's around now. It was important.
He was here for like 2 weeks.
Anyway, you're awfully quiet. Hmm? You're awfully quiet. Who? You're the one who nominated the film. I'd love to hear a little bit more about it. Because you loved it, I think.
I see this film more like a book. I'm not thinking so much about the plot, but about the realization, the quality of the dialogue and the setting, which was excellent, very convincing, I thought. All the dialogues led to one thing. Everybody was, I mean, it was very well geared to support what he wanted. Everything that happened, every dialogue, every single thing, every single detail. Like you said, there was nothing. Everything was used. Everything was used.
Mm-hmm. All the characters were well drawn, I thought.
And that's what I liked about it. I didn't care about whether he lived or died or his wishes came true. No, I didn't. I didn't get that. I wasn't engaged that way either. But his dialogues were very good and very moving, very convincing. His statements, his reasoning. It was really well written for that. And the boy, whatever the boy had to say was good. Whatever the brother had to say was good.
What the father had to say was really good. There's nothing worse than living and hearing your son asking to die.
Yes,
something to that effect.
That's those things I liked about the film. Mm-hmm. Those things were really, really human and direct and economic. You know, it was just, like you said.
What about the role of the lawyer? You haven't talked too much about that. She played a pretty crucial part.
Which lawyer?
The woman
lawyer who has...
The one who fell in love with him? But there was another lawyer, too, who got her involved. Or she was a caseworker or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. And
she was head of that organization.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was an activist.
You meant them. You meant...
Pretty one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that it was important to him, that this gets revealed somewhere during the movie, that he asked to have a lawyer who had a disability, him or herself, because I guess so that would be somebody who understood experientially where he was coming from. That she had a particular, such a different kind of disability, which was, it was affecting her mind. as which was more significant even than her body, because you could see at the end she's still
opposite.
Yeah, it was kind of his mirror opposite.
Well, and I mean, it did affect her body first.
It did. But at the end, she seems, it's what struck me more is how her mind is going. Mm-hmm. You know, she's losing her memory. She's losing her sense of, being able to be in the world.
Which is more often when you hear about this wrenching decision, what should happen is when it's the mind rather than the body.
Yeah.
How far along did she get? I can't remember. I mean, as far as
I would tell myself more over that.
Well, that's what she Ellen was just saying.
Well, that's what she was planning on doing. She didn't want to end up like that. She knew she was going that way. But she reached the point where her mind was gone. She
wanted to do it. They said they would do it together.
No, I think she made a choice. I think her mind wasn't gone when the book came out, but that she made a choice
not to
do it. Whether or not she didn't want to kill herself, or whether or not she couldn't bring herself to kill the other person,
or
him,
or another reason maybe.
Like
I think the guy convinced her. Didn't she? I'm gonna say it's the husband.
Yeah. I think she finally did it for him, even though he's not an important, a strong
we don't even see it.
We don't know. We just see it.
Well, there's like conversations you see them having, but they don't say what's going on in the conversation. Yeah.
It's possible that she did it for that also, I think.
That would because be an interesting contrast, too, because we were talking about how he shouldn't have, isn't it selfish to want to keep someone alive because they're so important to you and maybe your kids. I don't know if they had kids, the lawyer and her husband.
Have kids.
They get the feeling. Anyway.
They could have, but they never showed them or mentioned them.
So you're saying maybe she chose to stay alive for her husband because he convinced her.
That's where I'm...
Well, it's interesting just the whole question of suicide in general because... I've always believed that a person owns their life and they have a right to take it if they want. I mean, I believe that way back. And yet, what's often said, it's like in these cases where somebody's becoming severely disabled, there's kind of this dispensation. Social dispensation now,
But what if he didn't have
that? If you're just in incredible emotional pain for some other reason, then you're considered really a jerk, you've left all these people in mourning and now you're missing from their lives. But why is that considered any
pain
less legitimate than
pain
physical?
Pain.
I mean, it's all emotional, psychological pain, whether it's because of... Anyway, it's just an interesting question.
Well, then
I don't have an answer.
Well, I think part of the answer, being a psychologist, is that... with emotional pain, it's possible. You don't know how often, but it is often that people shift and they no longer want to kill themselves. Mm-hmm. And then if they kill themselves,
but then they don't
it's pretty
have
final. What?
Then they don't have the problem.
Well,
they could have some other problems we don't know about, though.
You see people, a person who's in a lot of emotional pain from killing themselves when they want to, many times they'll tell you later, I'm glad I didn't do it. And I even know people, and I know obviously people professionally, but also a couple of friends of mine who...
Have come to the point.
Well, a lot of people go through suicidal periods.
But if someone is in unremitting physical pain that they know is never going to get any better, that's a different story.
No.
But
he was never going to be able to
improve physically either.
But some people would say that's a spiritual challenge. It's like, okay, here's what you've been dealt. What are you going to do? I don't have an answer.
Personal choice.
Well, that's like the issue we have with putting a barrier up at the Golden Gate Bridge now. And they said it would prevent people from committing suicide.
There.
Yeah. But they said usually suicide is kind of like a flash in the pan moment, whereas like Because they said there was one guy who was just riding his bridge, and everybody said he was riding his bike across the bridge, and everybody said he was fine. Just parked his bike on the bridge and jumped over. Whereas if there was a barrier, he wouldn't have the opportunity to do it.
So you're saying he would
there.
Find some other place?
Where no, I mean, he wouldn't find some other place that he would probably think things over, maybe.
Well, I think they printed some statistics, and I think the majority of people who have committed suicide in the city have been off the bridge, as opposed to guns, pills, knives, or whatever other methods.
Really?
I believe that's right.
That would be surprising. I would be surprised.
I think it would be a good way to go for anyone to do that. I'd rather do that than use a gun.
Bridge, but it, you're
well, they say
falling for 3 seconds, and there's that 3 seconds where you hit, you might change your mind.
Longer than 3 seconds.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think they say you're unconscious before you hit the water.
Really?
I believe so.
Not always.
Didn't somebody else?
Some people
survive.
Yeah,
people survive.
Why are you unconscious
because
of the velocity?
Probably shock.
Well, it's like I learned some years ago that like with nuclear bombs, what kills people, most people, is the vibration, the sound.
Huh.
It's actually the vibration.
Sound.
Yeah, it's like the vibration sound is so strong that
ruptures your
inner.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Like when glass explodes. Yeah.
It doesn't just knock you, just vaporized?
No, there's a lot of people that it's the sound first that actually kills them before anything else. Yeah.
Little tidbit.
Well, I knew a couple who did it. A couple.